talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As usual, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I also want to say, as I always do, I'm really glad Devil Radio has an app. You can download it from Apple, Google. You can download it from our website. Take Devil Radio with you wherever you go. Listen to it 24/7, your favorite show. When you get right to it, a lot happening. You'd think people would slow down a little bit before the Memorial Day weekend. Well, they don't slow down. Now, going to Arizona, the Republicans there are moving the chess pieces. They have now brought in legislation. This is the gerrymandered Republican legislature in Arizona to strip the Secretary of State of her powers until January 2nd, 2023. In other words, for a little under 2 years. This is a pure, they're purely headhunting for her. This is an illegitimate piece of legislation. Here's the background. The Arizona Secretary of State is a woman named Katie Hobbs. She's a Democrat. She's honest. She's really very nonpartisan in how she administers election laws. She is the chief under the Arizona Constitution and their laws. She is the chief elections officer of the state. She is the one who certified the election. Joe Biden won in Arizona, upsetting Trump. It's normally a Republican state, even though it has two Democratic senators right now. And Biden won it, it's changing. People from the north, people from California moving down there for the weather. They like the desert. So she certified it because she had to, because that was the law. The governor is a guy named Ducey. He is a Republican. And he said, and, you know, I have to hand it to the guy. This is the only thing I'd hand to the guy. He's not good otherwise, but he goes, well, I voted for Trump, but, you know, that's the law. Biden won. It's been recounted. Everything's in order. And, of course, he then got death threats. She got death threats. Trump called for his head, her head. Well, here's what they're doing down there. This new bill will strip Katie Hobbs, just this Secretary of State, no other, this Democratic Secretary of State, of authority to participate in any lawsuit that involves elections. She can't bring a lawsuit. She can't defend a lawsuit. The new legislation requires her to transfer it to the Attorney General. Attorney General is a Republican named Mark Brnovich. He's bad news, very, very bad news. Full frontal Trump, 24/7 Trump, 24/7 Republican Trump. This does this, this bill accomplishes this only through January 2nd, 2023. Why is that? Because all these people are up for re-election in 2022 in November, and win or lose, they keep their position until January 2nd, 2023. So therefore, the Republicans think we are going to put a Republican in to beat Katie Hobbs. And when we do, we don't need any of this. But I'll tell you this, Katie Hobbs is reelected, which I strongly hope happens. I mean, she's terrific. They will simply extend this for another 4 years, her next term. Now, this bill also... This is unbelievable. Bars the Attorney General from giving any legal advice to the Secretary of State until June 20th, 2023. In other words, Katie Hobbs may call the Attorney General and say, okay, this bill transfers these lawsuits to you, but what? Give me an opinion. which she's entitled to do under the Arizona Constitution because he's the Attorney General. What is the law in Arizona on this issue, whatever it is? She can't do that. Mark Bornovich will then smirk. He'll smirk even over the phone and he'll go, I can't do that under the law. I can't do that until June 20, 2023. In other words, not only till Katie Hobbs presumably gets beaten and is out of office, but 5.5 months after she leaves office, in case there's any contest about any of the elections. The bill also prohibits her from hiring outside lawyers to represent her or for advice on election law. She can't even hire outside lawyers. She can't do it at state expense. She can't do it at her expense. She can't do it at anybody's expense. This undermines Katie Hobbs, Secretary of State, under Arizona law, the Chief Elections Officer of Arizona. It was then revealed that Katie Hobbs, the Democratic Secretary of State, filed a complaint, an ethics complaint, against Republican Attorney General Mark Bornovich in October, saying that he violated his duties to represent her. He violated his duties to represent her. She's the chief elections officer. The Republican Attorney General had interfered. Not only didn't he advise her, which under the law he's supposed to do, regardless of party, but he went so far as to violate his duties with respect to her. Remember back in October, just before the election, Trump was afraid that he was going to lose, and his fellow travelers and running dogs, some governors, Republicans, some attorney generals, Republican, started to monkey with things. Remember, something like 19 Republican attorneys general brought a lawsuit to set aside Wisconsin's vote. Wisconsin's vote. Who do they think they are? The last time these people tried to set aside Wisconsin's vote for Abraham Lincoln, you know what Wisconsin did? It raised regiments in Milwaukee, in Madison, in Janesville, and Racine, La Crosse, and it went to Shiloh. That's what they did. And they said, you ain't interfering with our vote, you see? So knock it off. Well, of course, that got thrown out. These clowns, bottom of their class in law school. I mean, you know, what, do I file a suit and say I want to set aside the vote in Oregon, in Texas, Florida? No. Well, that's what they did. Well, this clown, Mark Bornovich, Republican Attorney General, that's the background. So what happens? That bill is going to pass. It's out of committee. They have a gerrymandered Republican majority in Arizona. Governor Ducey has been silent, but he has given signals that he will sign it. He wants to run for re-election. It's sort of like Mike Pence. The Trump people want his head. He's afraid of a primary. You know, Mike Pence was the biggest lackey of Trump in the government. The biggest lackey. In fact, much more conservative than Trump. The only thing Mike Pence said to Trump was, hey, look, you know, when I go there to accept the certification, that's a ceremonial deal. I mean, that's a ceremonial deal. These certifications came in from 50 states and 50 secretaries of state, and the majority of them are Republicans. The majority of states have Republican governors, just that a lot of them are the smaller states. But they all certified it. So what am I supposed to do, Don? I mean, you know, I'm up there. They should put me in a colonial fighter outfit and, you know, play the flute and make believe this is some kind of a reality thing. I mean, I'm ministerial. I have no discretion. I ministerially have to say the magic words. Thank you. We accept what the states did. We believe in states' rights, don't we? Well, there's a string of obscenities and he sets Mike Pence up to be hanged. I mean, he gives that speech. He goes, well, if Mike Pence does the right thing, good. And if he doesn't, oh, well, oh, well. There's a roar from the rabble, a roar from the mob that wanted to tear someone apart. They went up there. They built a gallows. They built a gallows right in the grounds of the Capitol. You could see it. And they went through looking for where's Mike Pence? If they had seen Mike Pence, even with a couple of security, they would have killed him right there. They would have killed Nancy Pelosi. They would have killed anybody in Congress. So what's going to happen in Arizona? Ducey's going to sign this simply because, this is nutty, he'd say, but hey, I got to win a primary against some nut jobs down here. That's why he'll sign it. And then it's going to go to court. Hopefully they'll get into federal court. If they get into court in state court down there, Republican judge takes a dive. Then it can go through the Arizona Supreme Court to the U.S. Supreme Court. But the U.S. Supreme Court is very reluctant to interfere with state matters, internal state matters. I mean, if this had to do with an actual vote, that's one thing for president. But how they want to, they're going to say, this is not my circus. This is not my monkey. They do not care. Internally, you can conduct yourself like a third world country, if that's what they want, as long as it does not spill out in the ultimate vote. Anyway, keep an eye on Arizona. Unfortunately, I like Arizona. I like going down there. Keep an eye on it. Keep a sharp eye on it. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Midnight Rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.